is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
It's Tuesday here, and I'm glad you're here for the conversation. A lot to cover today. We've gone through so much so far. Charlie Rose, Glenn Thrush, they're out. Sexual misconduct allegations against the PBS star and CBS star Charlie Rose. Glenn Thrush, a senior writer for the New York Times, also out today. They say temporarily, but as you know, these things are permanent as these things go. They're gone. That's it. Nobody is immune to this. Nobody at all. Shifting gears, though, we'll get back to those stories, but shifting gears, Don Deers is here, author of Clexit, a former executive at General Electric, and a policy advisor for the Heartland Institute. And he says the market for electricity is rigged. Don, welcome to it. I'm not surprised, I suppose. Welcome to the program.
Well, good morning, Steve. Thanks for having me.
So, rigged in what way?
Well, it's rigged in this way. It's an auction system now for two-thirds of the country. And as long as wind and solar are available, the auction system will always result in wind and solar beating out nuclear, coal, and natural gas.
And when you say an auction system, in what way, in what fashion?
Well, each of the independent system operators have an auction for what electricity will be dispatched during the day. And the auction system uses variable costs, so that wind and solar that don't have any fuel cost will always have the lowest variable cost, and they will always beat out nuclear or natural gas or coal.
All right, but the lowest variable, that doesn't translate to efficiency when you plug things in at your house or you drive down the roadway, because windmills and solar panels aren't going to push freight trains across Nebraska or 18-wheelers across Montana, now are they?
Well, if Musk has his way, maybe they will, but I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't see that happening. My point being is that we can continue to subsidize, and apparently we do, continue to subsidize these, clean energies, if you will. But clean energies, they're not clean. They're cleaning up on the American taxpayer, I suppose. But we've got to stop a rigged system. We need the market to step back in. America has become the world leader in the production of oil and natural gas, and now we're becoming a net exporter of these things. And when Donald Trump was just recently in Asia, he talked about LNG, liquefied natural gas, as being a key export. That's the key for America, energy, is it not?
Oh, I agree 100%. And we are more or less hurting ourselves by forcing the adoption of wind and solar on the electrical system. Right now, they only supply a small percentage, say 6% in Michigan, which leaves plenty of room for nuclear, coal, and natural gas. But as wind and solar supply more and more of the electricity, they actually force the others off the grid and actually out of business, as is happening in Germany.
Yeah, Germany's doing so many wonderful things, aren't they? I mean, they really seem to be hitting it on all cylinders. So badly, in fact, Angela Merkel can't even form a government right now.
Yeah, I know. She's going to have another election and see what happens. But, yeah their electricity in Germany, it costs, 3 to 4 times the average amount of our cost here in the United States. So their system isn't working, and we shouldn't be following it.
Well, here's the other thing. You don't have to look that far. You can look no farther than Ontario, which surrounds Michigan on three sides, and you will find that their electricity rates have gone up 300 to 500% because they got rid of all coal-fired power plants. They got rid of all of that, and they went to this clean energy idea. And now their electrical rates are 3 to 5 times what Michigan's are. And they say eventually over the next year or two, it'll all be 500% higher than it was before. I don't think anybody that I know or anybody that's listening right now would like to have the energy rates and their electrical bills go up 5 times. How about you?
Oh, I'm totally against it. And in fact, it'll hurt our industry. It'll not only hurt people, and it hurts the poorest people among us the most, but it'll hurt our industry. So it's a bad idea.
So what do we do? I mean, how do we unrig the system? How do we make it so that consumers, because the people that are hurt the worst are always the ones at the bottom of the economic ladder. You know, you and I can afford to pay the electric bill. Even if it was twice as big or 3 times as big, we'd choke it out. We'd get it done. Some folks just don't have that option. There's just not enough money in the budget to do that.
Well, I agree. And that's one of the very negative things about what's happening now. And what needs to be done is to get back to I don't want to make any proposal because there are several ideas being floated out in the political world. But if we just got back to the regulated system, we would be able to solve what's happening right now.
So that's what we need to do, is just get back to the system we once had.
Correct.
Do you see that happening? Do you see any indication that's going to happen? Do you see anything giving us the idea that we might head back in the right direction?
Well, I don't see it right now, and because too many people think that wind and solar is a great thing and that it's clean and so forth, it hasn't caught up to them yet that it's going to cost them more money and hurt them in the long run.
Clearly. So I guess the point that I make here, and I make it often, is that we need to step back, reevaluate how we get energy, have a conscious and actual conversation about, you know, what's really happening. Because I don't, you know, I don't, where do you live?
I live in Florida right now.
Right.
I'm retired.
All right, so I'll be there in a couple of days. I live in Michigan. Let me tell you something. Not once in my life, not once in 50 years have I stepped outside in Michigan and thought, oh, my God, the air is terrible. I can't breathe this air. The air is wonderful here. I lived in Ohio. It was the same way. I lived in Montana. It was the same way. I lived in Illinois. It was the same. I've never had a situation, any place I've lived in America, which is a half a dozen different places in 3 or 4 different states anyhow, where you step outside and the air quality is bad. I don't have that experience. So my belief is that it's not nearly as bad as people would have you believe, Don. I just don't see it. I agree with you.
But what's happened now is that the question of pollution has been distorted by this idea that CO2
correct
is causing global warming and is going to create a catastrophe. And I don't think that's the truth.
I don't think it is either. Let me give you the last word, Don. Go for it.
Well, first of all, I'm a supporter of our electrical industry, and I've spent my lifetime working in it. But I've also I also have a blog now, and I write articles and books, and people can go to powerforusa.com and get a look at what I write.
Powerforusa.com. Don Deers, greatly appreciate it. Good conversation, my friend. Thank you so much. Have a good Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Straight ahead, RNC Chair Ronna McDaniel will join me to talk about tax cuts and what's going on with the Republicans, and maybe even something about Roy Moore. We'll be right back.